I am the Edison phonograph, created by the great wizard of the new world to delight those who have never
seen. Good evening. This is Admiral.
Serve your friends the beer with that new 1952 taste. Y'all to take it.
Marcel, are you aware?
It's time again for another installment of Lost and Found Sound, our ongoing series marking the importance of recorded sound in our lives. Today, producer Jay Allison brings us a story from a writer in California. Tracy Johnston once recorded an audio cassette while she was traveling. It's a tape she likes to take out and listen to every so often to keep alive a sound that she's afraid of losing.
I think I've heard the mothership, the place we'd like to think we come from. It was in Africa, but it wasn't in the Great Rift Valley. It was in the voices of women celebrating the return of a grandson.
I had to put a lot.
I was walking with the grandson, Owalu Kao, a sociology professor, in the sandy savanna of northern Nigeria. He was taking me to his mother's father's village, the village he returned to most, the one where he could feel his ancestry. We stopped to greet an old man and a young boy, cattle herders walking barefoot with their cows. The full greeting took about 1 minute and sounded musical. I asked Owalu to describe it.
Yeah, they ask you so many things. He will ask, how is your family? Even if he has never met that family, you'll say they are fine. And then, how is yours? They are fine. How is the children? They are fine. Your wife? They are fine. And the grandsons? They are fine. And like now, you should have said, how are the cattles?
Yeah.
And then he will say, fine. And he would have said, how is your radio?
Yes. I had only said, yes. Yeah.
And then you have to look at all the things that you possess to make sure they are fine. But you see, what is more puzzling about this greeting is that even if those things are not fine, you don't say they are not. Yeah, you say they are fine. Right. Even if you are dying, you say, yes, I'm fine. Because you are fine until you just die.
That's yes. Right. Yeah. I remember listening to that greeting and hearing, even at the time, something more than the gentle rhythm of the words. It was as if Owalu and the cattle herder were tapping into some ancient well of sweetness. Hearing it again makes me think that the deepest aspects of being human may not have to do with what we say, but with how we say it. Who we are is how we sound when we are together.
And things like that. So come this way.
Okay.
And
we walked for another half mile or so, and suddenly there it was, a collection of about 4 small compounds. The men were away, so the greetings we heard came mostly from the women.
She said,
That's the sound that seemed to me to have come from the mothership. Even I felt transformed by so much expressed love and joy, and it was great to watch the women milk it. They kept the celebration going with jokes and laughter and lots of teasing. They teased Owalu about not visiting them more often. They had mock arguments about whether or not they even recognized him.
What she said, she couldn't even recognize me. Yeah, this is my grandmother too, yeah. She's actually my grandfather's younger sister.
I felt as if I were in the company of great actors, masters of the art of joyful speech. I remember laughing and making burbling noises myself, and losing it when one of the women handed me a baby who had been born just 5 hours earlier.
Born today?
Yes, just today.
Oh my goodness, he's so tiny.
Tiny, yeah.
Unencumbered joy does not come easily to me, but I could not keep it away that morning. I know this tape isn't really about me, and African villages are not places I actually want to live. But still, I think I'll play it should I ever feel alone or unloved. First of all, it will remind me that I can feel better by just walking down the street and greeting someone. I live in Oakland, where a man used to stand on a street corner every day, waving and saying good morning to commuters. And pretty soon, people in their cars started rolling down their windows just to say good morning back to him. Even when the words are meaningless, the spirit of our greetings can make us feel connected. And if I need something that goes deeper, maybe I can listen to the tape and make my way back to my own mothership, the bedrock. The sound of the African mothers and aunties and grandmothers ululating was foreign, but I recognized it. I could start by giving love and seeing who gives it back. Then I could follow those people to their community, their family, their church, their mosque. It may be that I won't be following the people I most admire or want to love me the most, but I think it will always be possible, even in the modern world, to get back to what I heard in Africa, the simple, pounding rhythms of love.
Writer Tracy Johnston's story was produced by Jay Allison.
Oh, my God.